live, and with a very confused Adrian Heath at knife point. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
Wait, what?
Say it.
Hello!
Yeah.
Raise your voice.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
We told him it was about a coaching job. It is.
Yeah. Sorry, Inchi.
Well, you know, my name is Inchi.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. The podcast that is starting to wish teams just announced all the player movements on the same day. Just the same day. Same time. That would be helpful. But I understand why you can't. It's fine. On this week's show, we look back at the men's national team triumph over Guatemala, talk about the Voyagers Cup first round draw. First round draw goodness. A ton of player moves, as mentioned. More men's national team games. That's right.
There's more. Mormons have a national team game?
They do. Wow. They do.
How do they get time after going door to door?
I was just going to say, this is just them going on the subway this time. And anyway.
Is it Mormons or the religion that gets like 1 year to they just leave and go wild and then they come back? And that's when they play for the football team?
Isn't that the Amish?
I thought that was the Amish.
Sure.
The Mormons might get to do it too. I don't know. All I know is that I sneer every time an 18-year-old elder tries to talk to me. My response every time a Mormon tries to approach me is absolutely fucking not. And that's what I say to them. And I walk away. I don't raise my voice. I don't call them idiots. I just say absolutely fucking not. And I keep going and I just can't. I'm like, child, get away from me. Also, you know what? If people don't want to hear about your religion, just, you know what? Yeah. Don't walk up to strangers and offer talking about your religion. Just leave them alone. It's so annoying. Anyway. All right. There's lots of stuff to talk about. Somehow. I didn't think there would be, but there actually is. All right. This week's panel. He brings us all the Adrian Heath news we could ever want. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
Hello. I forwarded a link.
It was very important.
Research.
It was entertainment and informative.
Yeah. Kaelin Kyle. Adrian Heath's daughter-in-law.
Who knew? I did not. If you knew, please let us know that you knew, because I had no idea.
There was a kidnapping and she's related to him now?
Yes.
Jesus, what's the third act?
She was...
This article has it all, Mark.
Yeah, she was the key to solving the whole thing and panicking them. She's the one who figured out, maybe try looking at Find Your Friends. And they hadn't thought to disable that from his phone. And so from there, they knew where he went. They got the FBI involved, blah, 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 blah. And so they just dumped him at the airport.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Dramatic.
I can't wait for the movie.
I know.
Mm.
Who's going to play Adrian? Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Let's let it happen.
Why not? I believe in this. All right. The proud owner of some fancy new threads of a footballing nature. Please welcome Mark Hinckley.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be anywhere near the Eaton Center in downtown Toronto, yesterday I had the pleasure of walking into an Adidas store. And that was incredible because I've never seen that many different soccer jerseys in one Adidas store in my life. Usually it's like Argentina and Real Madrid and TFC. And then usually the most random other fucking MLS side. Like, oh, I was never looking for Sporting Kansas City shirts. And yet here's two assholes. Anyway, this was not the case. There was a whole bunch. I saw the German home shirt. The World Cup, which I really, really like. And I saw this other Man United one. I think they call it Lifestyler. I don't usually fall for these, but they fucking did my head and I loved it. So, I ordered them individually. So, yeah, I'm I still have a problem. Turns out you can fall off the wagon.
I didn't realize you were on the wagon,
I
mate.
didn't know I was on the wagon either. To be fair, I usually if I divert the energy from one wagon to a different wagon, hey, everybody, I've stopped buying jerseys, okay? Here's the 12 new board games I bought last month. It pivots, right? It's just, I'm such a consumer. I'm really trying. I fail all the time.
On that note, Mark, my parents are going to be over here on June. So if you want to be, putting in an order
Oh,
for
Jesus, that's the
kids
worst
from
thing you could
England,
say to me right now. Oh my God. Okay, well, we're
get
taking
with like
I'm keeping
an
this in the
Ali,
show as a record, but
like an Ali Ahmed's Norwich kit, like the pink one.
Ooh.
are you gonna put them all on like the last time, Toby?
I promise I won't.
There's a video. It's weird, but it's also funny.
It's so good.
It also really highlighted how much of a problem I have, folks. It was because
Oh,
it wasn't like three. It was more than three. The video ran like 2.5 minutes of Duncan disrobing layer after 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 layer. Is that 10 or 11? Doesn't matter. It was too many. Highlights how much of a problem I have.
one of which you got twice, just in
Yes,
case.
no regrets.
Just to make sure.
No
Just
regret, dude. That is
this way you
literally
have a
my favorite shirt
backup.
that's been released in the last 10 years. So of course I got two, and I was missing one, which has been found. So now I actually have three.
Oh,
I
you
have
found the
three of the
original?
same
You have
shirt.
three of them?
Yeah, I've got three.
Where was the original?
It fell behind. Oh my God! One day we're gonna get back to a football podcast, everyone.
We swear.
I promise. So the dresser I had, it was kind of a piece of shit. It was like falling apart. But in that, shirts were falling over the back and underneath, like behind it. So it was
Right.
in it,
Yeah.
but when you moved it, it showed no indication that there was a shirt there. So we had moved our we moved rooms in our apartment, and we discovered it. And that feeling when you thought you lost your favorite toy. And he's like, all hope is gone. Like, I don't know where the fuck it
Yep.
was. And then he felt like I was almost starting to tear up. I didn't know I was going to do that as an adult. Fuck. So, yeah, I've got all three
Aww.
shirts. Got three of them. To be fair,
That's
everyone,
tight.
those other two shirts were like, they were like on sale. They were like £20 each or some shit. So,
It's
anyway.
very nice. It's very, very nice.
I mean,
Heartwarming.
couldn't have done it with both without both of you. I'll be honest with you.
Well, we try. As for me, because yes, we're still doing the
I thought
intros.
we were doing intro.
I know. I am delighted that somebody saw sense and fixed some ridiculous scheduling for a Toronto-based team. I am your host, Kristen Knowles, and now to the actual show.
We're still doing this?
Apparently, I don't
I thought that
know.
was the show.
Yeah, it felt like it, didn't
My
it? Yeah.
God, if that was our show, how much better would it be?
We covered a lot of different football related
That's
things.
true. There was a
We would.
lot of informative news in
There was
that, yes.
emotions.
Yes.
We went on journeys.
There was at least one journey. There might have
And
been
there was a
two, yeah.
kidnapping. Like, I
I
mean,
know. And a
7 minutes.
happy
Boom. Yeah.
ending. A reunion with a
Yep.
cherished
Cherished
item
loved
of
one.
clothing.
A cherished item of, yeah. We really had it all. All right. What's been happening? The men's national team played Guatemala in a, what was it? A B
B
good? I don't know.
International.
It's just, and it changed from an A. I don't know. All
B
I know is that
International.
apparently
B
Marco
B
Flores
International.
could have been there. But again, it wouldn't have been behind closed doors. So whatever. That's just getting
Was there a
stupid.
big crowd?
There was a
There
crowd.
was
What? Actually a decent number of
Couple
people.
thousand.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than I
Couple
expected.
V's in the one corner.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I guess you could get tickets for this.
This is
Yep.
mainly Guatemalans.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it seemed well enough attended for this type of match in this climate in the US. Anyway, I saw none of it because I was sleepy, and I've only seen some highlights. I did see the video of the lone goal, Go Canada Go, but Marcus saw the second half. So Mark, do tell us about the second half.
To be full disclosure, everyone, I only remembered that the game was on when the first half literally, like, the I tuned in and they were walking off the pitch slowly, like, oh, awesome, now I get to sit through halftime. But it was scoreless, so I clearly didn't miss anything. It's strange that everything about it obviously felt like just a run out, you know, get some players some minutes, some exposure. What surprised me to see was that Jonathan Osorio and Richie Larea, amongst many others, were playing. Now, I didn't know this about B Internationals because I don't watch B Internationals.
I'm a international guy. Who does?
Yeah, Chris. I'm only doing these bits so Kristen chokes. It was just kind of weird and almost discount to see these guys with no names on their back. Nobody
that
had names
on their back.
That
was the weirdest thing. Why didn't they have names on their back? I don't understand.
I mean, it's like, who the fuck else is wearing 22 other than Richie Larea over the last 5 years? Just put his with his name on. The other ones don't get it. You're new. You don't get a name yet. But that was bizarre. I think Oso had a chunk taken out of his leg. He was fine, but I wasn't watching in 4K, but I could kind of see the divot in his leg. It was kind of, it was a harsh challenge, but he's fine. It was mostly Canada attacking. I didn't see that Jimmy Pants had to do much in net. James Pantemis, for those of you who are not, you know, in on the lingo that we make up.
Exactly.
It was a lot of one-way traffic. Guatemala did a decent job resisting. Canada obviously wasn't super crisp in their attempts, like plenty of corners. Watching other Chouanier fuck up every corner. Like, could the guy sail the ball any further?
That's the one thing I read about after the games. Oh, yeah, Chouanier, he's really good at free kicks and the set pieces. You're saying not so much.
Well, knowing that there's other Chouaniers out there that at our
display, Mark has a slight bias.
Totally logical. We went with this one? This is the one we went with? Really? Anyway. I'm biased. Of course I'm biased. what was kind of funny is, and I don't, this is me taking the bias out. I feel like there was supposed to be somebody at the back post every time, and there was nobody there, and that's where the ball fucking ended up. Just sails right over everybody, lands perfectly for somebody at the back post to tap it in, except it rolls out for a throw-in because he fucking hammered it. Other than that, then there was the lone goal of the game. There was a really cute 1-2-1-2 that was going on just over the halfway line, and Malik Henry ends up scooting out with the ball. And now, this is Kristen and Duncan already know about what I'm about to say. That goal was Henry's. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is the equivalent of an own goal. Like, is it really an own goal if he was just happened to be there? Yeah, he basically took a shot by slamming it into Russell Rowe's head that just happened to go into the net. Russell Rowe did not make any fucking adjustment on his run. He just kept running in a line and he hit his head, hit the ball, hit him in the head and went right into the bottom corner. So that is Malik Henry's goal. So everyone can fuck off with Jaden Russell Rowe. Great player, but let's be real. Brilliant play from a wonderful city. He's Hamilton. Other than that, yeah, not much really else happened. It was also fun that there was 10 substitutions available to each team because it's a B international.
Well, that so that
Why
thing
not?
I saw something in a group chat that was like, "Come on, Jesse, all 10 subs at once.
Yeah.
Set a
Oh,
record.
yes.
Just do it, you know."
I want 5 minutes of stadium announcements.
Yeah, exactly. Just ongoing, off and on.
I'm just,
You know.
and I'm only putting,
Every player coming off lollygagging for all he's worth, you know.
I'm only putting in players who have the longest names possible. Really,
Yeah,
like, we started the announcements at the 76th minute, and here we are in 82nd minute, and they're only at eight. Yeah, so they subbed off the keepers too, which I thought, like, oh yeah, that's this was one step above training. Like, it kind of felt like it, even though they were, what was nice was to see the players clearly hungry, because they, like, I don't know what Guatemala's international setup looks like. I don't know
they probably don't give him much food.
if I was not gonna, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, I can't endorse that. But what I mean is, like, was it a mix of A and B player, like A players and fringe players, like Canada was? Was it all fringe players? Like, I don't know. So, but seeing how that they were playing and seeing how that Canada was playing is like, there really felt like, I didn't know what Guatemala was playing for. They're not going to the World Cup, but Canada is, because, you know, hosting. So those guys were going for it. Like, they were all looking really good. Not so much on the finish, but control, creativity, flow, head on a swivel, lovely stuff. The future looks good, is basically what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I think, like, obviously, again, this is a North American based, practice squad, as we mentioned last week, and the number of young players, all the CAMPL players that got called up, they all got it. They all got, they got debuts, right? They all got their time on the pitch, no matter how limited. And I think the what few veterans in the first half when they finally got subbed off, I was like, yes, take Jonathan Osorio off. Why is he playing? Why are they playing? They don't need to play. They will be playing in 6 months. Thank you. This is fine. They know what to do. Let's figure out these children first, but I was happy to see that it was Malik Henry and JRR's head that scored the goal. That was good. But I don't know, congrats on the win. It's a win is a win, even though it literally counts for nothing in this case. I see he's the whatever the second star of the night. What is this, hockey? Jesus Christ. Sorry, I just realized I'm just reading that line. I'm like, wait. Ralph Priso. Oh, you're just mixing metaphors in an article. Don't do that. But happy. I like Ralph Priso, so happy to see him apparently have a good match and to get some praise. That's good. Yeah, I hope that the youngins continue to shine brightly because it's important to have that developmental path going, but also it's nice to see talent at all levels, right? So it's good. These are weird matches, and the next three, yes, there are three upcoming matches for the men's national team before the World Cup. I don't think there's more than that, but who knows? So I expect you will see more of the actual World Cup squad health issues. Notwithstanding, at those. All right. Congrats, men's and teenagers national team win. Good job. Good job, you guys. Well then, let's see here. Oh yes. Something we talked about last week, oh so briefly, that had not yet been confirmed because TFC press department is fucking with us. William Yarbrough, official as a goalkeeper for Toronto FC for the upcoming season.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Is that what it
Hell
says in the
yeah.
pronunciation guide? Oh, it totally does too. Amazing. Oh, I love it. That's so good. That makes me so happy. Anyway, yeah, so he signed through the end of this season with an option for 2027. Obviously, as we mentioned, he's here, you know, for some veteran guidance for Luca Gavrin, and young Di Rosario, but who will probably be with TFC2 more than anything. But it's important to have that on a squad, and like, you know, a good. I'm sure Mark is delighted because he's Hamilton's own. But we didn't see a lot of Luca Gavrin last season. We saw a bit of him though. He's been getting calls up to the national team, so obviously he's being well thought of in a number of circles. So like that's good. I think that they have so much faith in his abilities and his development in the last year that this is the route they chose to take. Yes, they got a veteran keeper who hasn't played in a year, to just be there as guidance and as, you know, someone to show him the ropes and help him take his game to another level just based on experience and chats. I'm picturing like Bull Durham sort of thing here, basically, you know, Yarbrough's Kevin Costner and Luca Gavrin's oh my
Luke
God.
Lelouch, whatever it was.
Yes, but
Luke
what's the
something.
actor's name? Tim Robbins. Tim Robbins? What the
Yeah.
fuck is his name?
Tim
Susan
Robbins.
Sarandon's ex. Anyway, yes, Nuke LaLoosh. Oh, can we just start calling Luca Gavrin? Luke LaLoosh. Ha ha ha. No. All right.
Thumbs down.
I know, fine. Anyway, welcome aboard, Yarbrough. Always, that'll be fun. Mexican American.
These pirate frat boys killing it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I really wish
Oh,
sometimes there
dear.
isn't a pronunciation guide.
I know, but it's occasionally works in our favor,
Yeah,
so that's good.
this is fodder. Okay, that's what this is. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bro. Oh, we can just, if he ever gets in the game, we can just yell that at him the whole match. Oh, delightful. Oh, I hope he gets at least one.
Every save, yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. This is how this works, right?
Yeah, it feels like we're
Awesome.
heckling him. That's fine.
Yeah. I feel like we've
Anyway,
got a long history of heckling our own team,
oh
so it's okay.
no,
Well,
with the keepers we've had, hell yeah.
yes. Hopefully this one doesn't need a tiny towel. All right, let's move on to things we were talking about. Ooh, the Voyageurs Cup draw was held on Saturday night before the men's national team B match against Guatemala. And they're not, they're, I was gonna say, we have some surprise matchups. Like, it's supposed to be a random draw, but every year it seems like we're like, oh, look, this draw is so surprising by the teams that are playing one another. Ooh, I'm so surprised. But I feel like maybe they mixed up the slips of paper in the hat a little more vigorously this year. Because most of these seem at least interesting. Yes, there's two CanPL on CanPL matchups, but that's
That was going
okay.
to happen.
That was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Whitecaps get a bye to the quarterfinal. Because, you know, whatever, winners. All right, here we go. So, first round is taking place between May 5th and May 10th. The quarterfinals will be in July after the World Cup. So, normally this is something I would whine about, but because, you know, World Cup, I suppose. And then the semifinals will be in September, because who needs to keep the momentum going? And the final will be over a month later, towards the end of October. Magical. Feel the magic. Okay,
It's
preliminary round.
just like the FA Cup, Kristen. How long did it stretch that
Are
thing
there?
out?
That's true. Yeah, I guess. But the FA Cup has many rounds and many teams. This
Sure.
has four
Oh,
and 15 teams. I feel it is not on the same, it's not the same sense of grandeur around this. I'm
give it
thinking this is
time,
more a
Kristen. Give
mall
it time.
magician. Okay, we are, it has grown. We have watched it grow. It is
And
nice that it is taken on more teams and more things. Yes.
did people give a lot of a shit back about the FA Cup back in the 1880 whatevers? I probably not. Give it time.
Knows? Give it time. All right, here we go. Matchups. We've got the Aquaman taking on the Pony Boys.
Woot.
Montreal. What do we call them these days? The snowflakes? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know.
Cheesemakers versus the Calgary Blizzard.
Oh, I didn't know there
I
was a Calgary
know.
Blizzard.
Neither did I. I saw the name and I was like, I love this. This is great. Actually, this one actually I quite is this was almost a oh, this is a pretty good matchup. The Seagulls are playing Langley United.
Ooh,
I know.
the seagulls are from Langley, aren't they?
I
This
know.
is a Langley derby.
This is a Langley Derby.
That's not
It's
fair. They've had two derbies in two different cities.
El Clancico,
El Suburbico. El
Clancico.
Suburbico. Hamilton versus the Wanderers.
Oh. I mean, I wanted to play anybody that wasn't in the league. I didn't care if it was MLS or League One.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Inter Toronto, who? Playing CS Saint-Laurent. So,
Mildly interesting.
baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, are they just gonna? I wonder if they're gonna rebrand. You know, couldn't be Soupret. I'll have to think.
About ladle.
Yeah,
You need a ladle to put in the soup into, so anyway,
sure.
it's not good. I'm working on it.
The battle of the capitals. No, TFC versus Atleti. Current
Sure.
capital versus former capital. I'll take that. And then Supra against the Woodbridge Strikers. Yeah.
I love the fact that the Woodbridge Strikers is like probably the oldest team in this entire fucking
I
thing.
know. Oh, I know. I was actually delighted to see it was them. I was like, hell yeah. Come on, Woodbridge. I don't care who wins out of this
Yeah, I know.
matchup, actually.
I'm weirdly excited no matter how it
I
plays out.
know. Me too. I'm like, all right, cool. This is great. I love
In
this
my
matchup.
head, Woodbridge Strikers are a union-based team.
Ah, okay. Yes, that makes sense. I like that. I like that for their lore. That's good.
Yeah, it started back in, and what would be a wood what was union out in Woodbridge is something Italian based.
Something
It's like
construction.
it's yeah, it's very a construction workers union out in Woodbridge. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, and then so Vancouver again, who have advanced to a quarterfinal, they will take on, sorry, the Whitecaps of Vancouver will take on the winner of the Aquaman Pony Boys matchup in the preliminary round. Of note for the Voyageurs Cup this year, so the preliminary round, single knockout, quarterfinal, semifinal are both two match series. Obviously, the final is a single match, but
Fantastic.
the oh, why isn't it in this thingy? Okay, somewhere, someone is in the it's in the probably in the group chat again. But they're gonna. There's gonna it's not gonna go straight to penalties. They're gonna Mark, where did I see that?
Which
Mark, help
one?
me. The thing about the Voyageurs Cup not going straight to penalties.
Oh, that was.
Was that in the group chat again?
I don't know if it was in the group chat. That was a couple weeks ago, no? It wasn't re like that's not super super new. I feel like that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Maybe
All right.
it was during the break.
Oh, okay.
Because
All
that would have
right.
been definitely a thing we would have talked about that came out last week.
Anyway, apparently the void, apparently, because oftentimes, well, often the matches just are like, all right, to penalties. And everyone's like, what? This sucks. We hate this. We hate penalties as it is, but can't we play some more soccer first? Prolong the torture? Well, apparently now this year, yes, we can. So, huzzah. One of us will look for the details during the show and we'll come back to you. Mark, if you could look for the details, that would be great.
Why me?
Because when I type, it sounds really loud.
Well, when I type it, okay, fine. What
Thank you. I love you.
I'm not. My brain has just completely shut down, right
Oh
here.
no. I
What am I
apologize.
looking up?
You're
The
looking the fact that it's not going for there will be extra time. It won't go straight to penalties. I don't know which rounds are all rounds, but anyway. CanPL. Lots and lots and lots of stuff happening in CanPL. They really just went for it in the last week. But what we're going to start with instead of an array of player movements is a little update on the Seagulls' former coach situation with as we mentioned Afshin Gottbee was suing is suing the Seagulls for an unpaid loan of substantial amount of money that he provided to them while still the head coach. And the ownership company 6-5 Sports, which is just still such a stupid name, Dean Shillington and co have filed a response and a counterclaim. And basically that he's lying, not like, or he's misinterpreting the things and saying that this is blackmail by litigation, that he was well aware of the repayment structure, and that he had, had a lawyer before he went ahead with the loan. He didn't just out of the goodness of his heart without any legal recourse just jump into this. Anyway, so they're suing back for, defamation or loss of reputation and all these damaged, all we've damaged the relationship with the Canadian Premier League and Canada soccer, the industry.
I just hope last week's episode gets called as a piece of evidence. This is just an example of the loss of reputation for Mr. Shillington and
Oh my
Rob
God,
Friend
yes,
and Co.
absolutely, absolutely. And oh yes, the fact that he was like he's like oh yes, then we his departure as head coach, we fired him. It was actually we fired him, even though we said mutual termination, but we fired him. But like even in the article, they're like, but it said lots of places that he had been fired, so we don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, it's a lot of he said right now. Who knows what's going to happen next? But it was nice to see that there was ooh a response, extra drama, yay. Oh dear. Speaking of the Seagulls coaching, though,
Go on.
Martin Nash, officially official, is the new, well, the confirmed now full-time head coach of the Seagulls. And that's not really, I don't think, much of a surprise. He had been the interim head coach since the mutual termination, firing, etc., of Gottbee. And he, anyway, he's been given an opportunity to continue to steer the ship, as it were, on their first international adventure into the Sea Cubed, and into the new season. But joining him,
Go on.
Nick Dasovich,
Oh.
I feel weird about this for Dasovich. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially in the article, he also holds a UEFA Pro license, one of the few Canadian coaches to do so. Like, he has coached at a number of levels in a number of, you know, like, again, and this isn't, I'm not trying to malign the quality and the standard of the CAN-PL. I'm really not. I'm excited about players that get signed to the league. I love the fact that we have what's his name out on the East Coast, mostly for the quotes. But I was like, oh, yes, thank you. But I was like, assistant coach. I never look at Dasovic and think assistant coach. I think coach. And I think coach at higher level. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm just imbuing him with more respect than he deserves, which I probably am, but like, it's good. It's a good choice to have a coach of Nick's experience helping you. I don't know. Duncan's hesitating. So what do you got to say, Dunk?
Yeah, I mean, you're correct. It's like Dasovic has coached here or there at higher levels. Has he ever really impressed at any of these places? It wouldn't surprise me if he was a head coach in the CPL. Sure, assistant coach doesn't surprise me either. I don't think that, you know, the footballing industry as a whole is really, really missing out on something with him. You know, not to be harsh, but you know.
Yeah.
The only thing I kind of get out of this is that he's from Vancouver. Like, he gets to go home and he gets to collect the paycheck until the next offer comes in. Like, I mean, a guy with, regardless of success, like, somebody with his qualifications, like I can't imagine he's going to be there for, like, if he's there this time
longer
next
than
year,
a season. Yeah,
I would be shocked. So, like, it could just be a case of something to do, for lack of a better term. And if anyone could benefit from having somebody with these qualifications, you know, sitting on the bench, it would be a team that had no idea how to stop goals from going in. So they could score them. They couldn't stop them though. So anyway,
They start? Oh, they start on the fourth too. That's right. Yeah.
If Dasovic was from anywhere else, I'd be like, yeah, this is weird as all fuck. So.
But yeah, I guess he's there. Yeah, that's true. You know, again, and Martin Nash is no stranger to this either. And certainly no stranger to coaching within the CAN-PL. You know, coaching the YU guys, now Inter Toronto. Also working with Tommy Wheeldon and his glorious hair over at Calgary. Oh God, that's right. Yeah, he did also the Fury. Forgotten about that. And a little bit of work with the national team almost a decade ago. But I think every single Canadian coach has at least been on the touchline for a match for the Canadian men's national team. I swear there is just a bowl and they just put everybody's name in it. And the whoever's the head coach is like, whose turn is it tonight? All right, cool. You know, and that's fine. Everyone gets an opportunity. And some of them stick and some of them don't. And that's okay. So, well, at least they'll have some familiarity. You know, Nash has already been there. Again, Dasovic has been around for a while and wouldn't be surprised if some of the players are familiar with him. So you'll have some experience both from a CAN-PL side and from a coaching side. So good luck in a couple weeks and we'll talk about that stuff more next week. All right. On to the players. The Atleti needed a new keeper because, you know, they got rid of theirs. This surprised me. It still surprises me. I think it's cool as hell. I hope he has a great season just because I kind of like this kid. And that's Gerson Innocent, Haitian international. from the PSG Academy system. It's now
Ooh.
the new number one. I was just reading from the article. I'm more excited. I just, for me, it's from watching him with Haiti, right? Like, anyway, I.
Sure. It's like when we signed TFC signed Victor Vasquez. It's like, oh, he's in PSG Academy.
Anyway, so he is their he's their new keeper. I think, again, I think they've gone out and gotten themselves a good replacement, although apparently it says he has competition in Tristan Crampton, who didn't play at all last season, but you know. Oh, you should always have two keepers. Anyway, I think this is a cool. I think this is a very good signing. Congratulations, Garrison.
Yeah. So he left the academy, went to the France's fifth division, then Lithuania, where he fared decently, but on paper gave up some goals he'd likely prefer to have back. He's got a good name. He's got a good
He
name.
Does. He's got a great name. It's wonderful.
I feel like this is a bit of a redemption arc. Like, I don't know how many last chances this guy's going to get. Just because, like, that's...
Campiel's a good place for it, though, you know?
For sure. Like, if he can thrive here, he could potentially catapult himself into, you know, bigger, better. Which is good. That's what I want for this league. That's what I want for everybody in it. But those last couple years are not like
shining lights.
You're signing him because of his resume at the beginning, not the resume recently. It's like, oh, he worked for IBM. It's like, ooh, and what did he do last? What was his last job? Oh, he worked at the movie theater. He was flipping popcorn, you know, like, and that's fine. But they're burying the lead. It's like, oh, ex-PSG Academy. Anyway, I hope it turns out great. I hope he has an absolutely lights out season. You know, I want for these players, especially the ones who are coming overseas to join this league. I want them to be like, I want them to be, oh, this is why we signed you, you know, not, you got here and you can't break the lineup because these two kids in front of you are running circles around you and you're the former pro. Okay. So we'll see. Let's also too, Ottawa scouting department better than me. What the fuck do I know? Speaking of what the fuck do I know? that announcement about the going to extra time was 3 days ago, not weeks, whatever the hell.
Okay, I thought this was recent. I'm not completely insane.
I'm doing real good with thinky brain stuff today. So
okay, but tell us more. Tell us more, Mark.
Just that it was announced 3 days ago that extra time will be like every match will have extra time. It's not just limited.
Nice. Runs.
And it was just confirmed 3-4 days ago.
Beautiful.
So, I assume that there's still no away goals rule. So, which is,
oh yeah, if they didn't mention it, then yeah.
Yeah,
but...
I which is fine.
Yeah,
I'm not. I understood it 40 years ago. I understand it less today. So. Anyway,
my dad would agree with you. He hates the away goals rule. Hates it.
I am too.
I'm with Duncan. It's one of the few things I disagree with my dad about for certain things. I'm like, I think it's fun.
I think the away goals rule is more impressive and noticeable when you're a small club from an outpost playing against a big team. If you can score a goal there, fuck it. Yeah, you're right. It's worth two. But like, if it's just, oh, we just drove down the streets. Like, what was the struggle here? What was really the struggle?
what traumatic things
was it,
did you
was
have
it
to
having
endure?
To organize 26 different bus transfers to get to the ground? Like, that's not, y'all could have walked it. No away goals. Like, so because everything's, I guess what I'm saying is because everything's more modern and easier
and
to get
things are a
around.
little more equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense when all you had to take a train and it took 2 days to get there. Yeah, sure. You went through some shit. Now it's like I couldn't find parking. Like, oh, fuck off.
No valet.
No
The
ballet.
hell?
What is this? York Nine?
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, players. Oh, yes. Amr Didich. Welcome to your next new team. This actually surprised me. He's going to Calgary. I don't fully like, obviously they're
Is he
anyway.
good, or have we been lying to ourselves that he's
No,
good?
I don't think we've been lying to ourselves, but he was injured for almost the entire season, right?
Okay, yeah,
So,
fair, fair.
and think about his performances before that. He was a good player. I was sad to see him move on. But yeah, so he goes to Calgary, which have been making a lot of big moves, in terms of the players they've added to replace those that have departed. But yeah, so Calgary's got some good defense at the very least. Dan Clomp back, right? So Didich and Clomp, that's got to be like a wrestling duo there.
Sounds like it.
That's an imposing, center back pairing, right? So yeah, there we go. That's one of the bigger ones. But where's my this is confusing. Oh yeah, Noah Verhoeven. Enjoy moving overseas. Speaking of players leaving, but just not going to another team here. Makedonikos. It's as close as I'm going to get to that. So, sign with the Greek second division side, who's approaching. Da, da, da. Yeah, they are terrible and they need some help. So, he's going to go save them, apparently. I don't know. Be a little weird to not see him playing in Ottawa, but hopefully this is a good move for him. I don't know.
Yeah, one would hope. I mean,
It's
I
not
think I
terrible.
no, I like I don't know what to like when players get sent to make moves to second and third divisions of Europe. I know on the one hand it's like, oh, that's all they could get. On the other hand, it's like, you know how many more people are watching him? Like
Yeah.
that's the other thing too, right? Like he might not be going from a shop window to the road. He might be going from a shop window to a better shop window.
Yeah,
So,
that's true.
like, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as he gets experience and he gets paid, then I'm happy for him. And I suppose if you're gonna have a little adventure, going, all the way over to Greece, I don't even know where the fuck this place is. Efkarpia. I don't even want to pretend to know I said that right. Like I it's kind of outposty, which is fine, but one, it's an adventure. Two, he hopefully gets a bit of a pay bump, and three, again, better shop window. So good for him.
And a couple other fellow Canadians playing there as well. So that'll be an easy landing spot in terms of transition because he'll have company.
Nice. Very nice.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Worth a shot.
But my favorite player move since last week. Is I'm still surprised at this, but Benny Badibanga signed with Inter Toronto.
It's so fucking good.
And he, because he spent like he's been in a fight with Hamilton for a year.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I'd sort of forgotten how it all started, and then that's, you know, like they were supposed to sell him, and then they didn't, and he was like, what the hell? And there's this whole drama. So yeah, he was on the roster, frozen out. So yeah, now it's like, well, fuck you, go play for Toronto.
This is very I'm gonna bring it to wrestling again.
Yeah, do
this
it.
Is our show. This is very NWO-ish, isn't it? Like,
oh yeah,
like like, you know, New World Order, and they're gonna come out, and they've got the one of the best players Ottawa's ever found. They got one of the better players that Hamilton's found.
Yep.
A couple mixed internationals, like people who've got a resume, and that's just who they brought. That team wasn't shit.
No, exactly.
like
to have this, to have him and Ollie Bassett, like, you know, like look at like Julian Altabelle, who was a little hot and cold last season, but scored a fuck ton of goals. Imagine if he has like good support. Anyway, I just, Inter's starting to look interesting. Yes,
hey-o.
I'm proud of that one, actually.
Are you?
Yes,
are you?
I am. I am. I won't be later, but right now, yes. Yes, I am.
Good name for an episode, Kristen. Thanks.
Oh, it's only a 1-year contract, but why not, right? Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. And I don't, they haven't done the schedule yet, have they? No. I was going to say, when's the first time they play? I need to know. Because it's not in the Voyagers Cup. Well, it would be hopefully in league play before then, but maybe not. Anyway, delightful, delightful stuff. Welcome back, Benny. Now I have Benny and the Jets in my head. That's terrible.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Wouldn't be Kristen without.
No, it wouldn't. Without my brain latching on to some random song.
There you go. There you go. Make it worse.
Yeah. So there we go. Those are the KNPL player signing highlights thus far. But before we move on from the KNPL, we have to talk about this absolutely delightful and ridiculous development. Oh God, it's for the Aquaman. Which is, oh no, it's so bad. They got to pay to play. That's right. Pacific FC must pay in advance for games at Langford Stadium, City says. Oh boy. City of Langford told PFC on Wednesday it has to pay in advance for any games that they play at Starlight Stadium this year. They've been in having a bit of a tiff for the last several months, because the city says that the team owes them a lot of fucking money. Oh, this sounds so familiar. I know we did talk about it, but Rob Friend, man, what are you doing? So yeah, until outstanding matters are resolved, they can only use the stadium on a game-by-game basis and must pay the rental fee at least 2 weeks in advance of each game.
God, it's going to be... There's going to be so many, hey, 13 days out, hey, guess where we're playing this week?
Right off
at a park in Victoria.
God. Yeah, sorry, fans. If you made all these travel arrangements. This approach will allow the 2026 season to proceed while protecting the interests of the Langford taxpayer. Oh, no. PFC Managing Director Ross Marshall said the club is committed to protecting 2026 season and will pay up front for games at Starlight Stadium this year, as the city has requested. Marshall also said that the areas of disagreement between the two sides regarding the interpretation and application of our agreement, of course. Aquaman are willing to re-engage in good faith to resolve all other matters directly and reach an end outcome that benefits both Pacific FC fans and the community. Ah, anyway, it's man, West Coast is just having a time right now.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything about the managing team for Vancouver Rise either. Sorry, I did look.
I think it's just another example in the whole, yeah, don't trust Rob Friend with anything.
No.
Seriously.
Catalog.
More like Rob Freeloader, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Anyway.
Do you think the reason why they haven't announced Kelowna is because they're like,
on second thought.
Yeah, look.
Saskatoon, how you doing?
Rob, you know how you were looking for a third team? You're kind of leaving a big pile of shit in the other two that you're working with. Can you fix it up? Oh, you recently got a loan? Oh, okay, then I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, there has to be somebody else in BC who's interested in football.
One, maybe two.
Steve Nash. Come on, Steve Nash.
Yeah, honestly, that is the one I've been waiting for.
Ryan Reynolds.
That guy wouldn't be interested in soccer.
No.
No.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be ridiculous. Anyway, yeah.
Tune Welcome to Prince week. George. Does not have the same ring.
Mr. PG would be such a good mascot for the team, though. I'm not making that up. No, Mr. PG is the mascot for the town of Prince George. You can Google it. He's an icon. People take pictures with him. He was on The Amazing Race.
Mr. PG. Please bring her back. Bring her back. That's a deep cut.
Wow,
that's a deep cut.
Super deep cut.
Mr. PG.
Oh, so it's not actually a live thing.
Oh, that I didn't know that thing had a name.
It's a sculpture. It's not a mascot.
Yeah. But a
monument, sure.
Yes, but they could make a mascot in his honor.
Duncan, according to Wikipedia, Mr. PG is a mascot for and a monument. So it's both.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks,
Well, go log into Wikipedia and fix it. out of the three of us, I would put money that you would be the first who had a Wikipedia editor's account.
I
then
do not.
Christian, then a sizable gap, and then it's me. I don't give a fuck that much.
This show is my only sort of editing of venue, really, where I can suggest any changes to anything. Am I actually going to go and type it somewhere? No. Anyway, Mr. PG, shit.
There.
Anyway, all right, moving on. NSL, some player updates as well. Probably one of the biggest ones for AFC Toronto is the contract extension through 2027 for Esther Okoronkwo, which, congratulations, no surprise. I would have been shocked if they hadn't tried to sign her to a new contract. 2-year contract is great. She seemed very happy about it. Zoe Burns as well, signed through 2027, stand-up midfielder for them. Kyla Novak, just through the end of the season, see how she fares up front. And Lauren Rowe also signed through 2027. So this is a good bringing back some of their attacking core. And that's really good considering they were the top scoring team in the league. So yeah, congratulations to them. Truly, like, really delighted to see Esther back, though, just because she's so much fun. But speaking of the Vancouver Rise, not about their management structure, but Surayeka is now newly signed to Vancouver. We have mentioned Sura lots of times in regards to her time with the XNT, the national team. So, yeah, she's been playing. Well, she's basically been playing.
Yeah, well, where has she been playing, Kristen? Come on.
No,
go through
not,
all of these teams.
Not
the
a chance in hell.
Go okay, on.
No,
I mean,
you
can do,
will
you can
not.
Do Vichio, GIK. You can do that one.
You just did it for me.
Djurgårdens? You can't do Djurgårdens? Come on.
Djurgårdens, all right.
Damalsvenskan?
Damalsvenskan?
Perfect. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
Damal Svenskan?
It.
Damalsvenskan?
Yeah.
Damn all the Svenskans.
Vichko, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Love.
Duisburg? Was Duisburg hard to say? Yeah. Le Havre?
Frauen Bundesliga.
Frauen Bundesliga.
MSV Duisburg. I like Frauen Bundesliga.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Oh no, I love that. That's what the women's. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's. I do think it's funny. You know, she's a Toronto based player. Who's signed with Vancouver, and you know, there's. Always an ongoing joke about, you know, people from Toronto moving to Vancouver and vice versa. I wonder if like Quinn has been like whispering in her ear, no, man, come to Vancouver with me. Fuck Toronto. You know, I need more revenge. I didn't get enough last season. Revenge. Why? I have no idea. Anyway, I'm delighted
look at the mountains. Come on.
Yes. Look at the mountains. Have you seen the mountains? So yeah, that's pretty great. So congratulations to her. Opportunity to get to see her play. That'll be nice. The Roses signed Lisa Pacherski. Where was she playing?
Hopefully somewhere exotic. Tell us, Kristen.
Oh, that's right. She was playing in Vancouver. I was like, wasn't she just playing in Vancouver? Yeah. So they've snatched her up, I guess, away from Vancouver for the season.
She just played with the Valerenga in Norway. Nice.
Orebro.
Also played for Vichko in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is like the pipeline, apparently.
Yeah. PSV Eindhoven as well.
Like Copings.
I think that's spelled incorrectly, but that's just me.
Probably.
No, I think it's Linkoping. It's a L-I-N, not L-I-D, but whatever.
Okay. I wouldn't know. Oh, look, a product of the Woodbridge Strikers. What?
Never heard of it. Are they somebody? I think we should make a new rule, Kristen. You can't talk about these players until you can properly pronounce all of the clubs that they've played.
That they've ever played at. That doesn't
Try
seem
it.
Fair
Go.
To me.
In this 15-minute segment, Kristen tries to catch three signings.
people.
Why is there a Linkopings and a Linkopings? Like, come on, you guys.
Those are actually two.
Yeah, there's a. Yeah, I did. I just did a search for Linkopings. I'm like, are you,
that's funny.
Are you fucking kidding me, really? Anyway, I'm starting to wonder if I was making up the first one. Fuck. You know what? The show I'm having. Okay, I did not make that up. Thank fucking God.
Anyway, Halifax has signed a bunch of players. Let's see. Cheyenne Allen from Fort Lauderdale United, where she was part of the club's inaugural roster in the USL Super League and helped the club reach the league final during their first season. Well, then. She's from Bear, Delaware. See, I'm not even going to try the Portuguese club. No, screw this. Anyway, so she's playing in Halifax. Congratulations. Welcome aboard, Shan.
Halifax also signed a Norwegian midfielder, Shin Fredriksen Moore. I mean,
yes.
Where would she have been playing previously?
I'm just opening that now. Thank you so very
you
much.
Clube de Albergaria was really hard to go for. I mean,
yep.
They didn't even have an umlaut. What are you doing?
Bodø Glimt, yes.
Bodø Glimt. Yeah.
Congratulations on.
Yeah, congratulations on taking down Man City.
So funny.
Oh shit, City. Oh my God.
Yes, someone I'm friends with is a big City fan and has just been like being like, especially after the other day, he was like, "I'm sorry. Spurs are where in the Champions League table?" I was like, "Fourth. They're in fourth." And he's like, "But they're shit in the league." Absolutely. You've got that right for sure. Does Thomas Frank still have his job? It by what means, I don't know. I don't care. But they're fourth in Champions League. Where's City right now? Not fourth. Much further down.
I like
Not
the
that much
idea.
further.
I like the idea of Tottenham as just a
Oh
complete,
yeah, they're just a tournament team now. That's it. Just Europe's.
shitty comedy team in the league
Yep.
who barely avoids relegation, but
Yep.
does really well in Europe every year.
Yeah, you're
I'm
European
here for it.
superstars. Yeah,
Yeah.
why not?
Yeah.
I'm here for a team that's only that really gets up for cups.
Yeah.
We got
Oh
the 43
God.
points, right? Okay, fuck this. Let's we
Yeah,
got
we're good. We're good. All right, let's focus.
we
Yeah.
got we got some trophies to worry about.
It's oh God, it's so funny.
I don't know if this is going to I wouldn't say upset
Julian.
you, but Duncan, so
Go
as I'm looking up the
on. Oh
not made up
no.
place of Linkoping,
Ooh.
their top foot or one of their bigger football clubs is called BK Derby.
BK Derby.
Yeah, like as in Burger King and then
Yeah.
Derby, the city. And when I went to go look it up, it doesn't explain how the fuck Derby get into the fucking name. Because they used to be, they mer it was a merger between IF Saab, which I'm sus I suspect was the car company,
Yeah.
and Linkoping's FF, and became recreated as BK Derby. And then they merged again with a BK Wolfram and were
Ooh.
called BK Derby slash Wolfram, but then went back to the BK Derby. Where's the part where they got the name Derby, though?
This is a very good question.
I just this we don't have time for this, but
No,
anyway,
we
I just
don't.
wanted to bring it to everyone's attention that
Thank
one,
you
I'm
very
not
much.
completely useless tonight, and two, that there's a Swedish team called BK Derby.
Which is magical.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the one of the other new signings for Halifax,
Oh
coming
yeah,
to them
please.
from Ottawa, which is Julia Benatti. Not so much for her soccer skills, which I remember watching. I remember seeing her play for Ottawa. She's a good player. She's got a good background, but she is a licensed chiropractor.
Oh, well, that's
So
useful.
that's so right. Like what a smart team move. You can she can just she can do adjustments in the locker room, presumably. Like maybe, I wonder if she'll get two salaries. Is she part of the physio team?
Kristen,
Good.
I'm picturing something else. Someone's getting worked on and the physio's like doing it. And she walks by, you're doing it wrong, and just keeps fucking off down the hallway. I'm like, oh, why did we bring her in again? That's not what we wanted. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
No. I just as soon as I saw that, I was delighted.
Yeah, Darlington had a player physio back in the late 80s, early 90s. Drew Coverdale
Wow.
was a left winger, and he was like merely set as a player, and then I guess he finished whatever courses he was doing, and oh yeah, he's the physio, and he did both for a while, and then just went back to being to just the physio for a little bit, and then just sort of disappeared and did other things. Who knows? Presumably, like full-time physio-y things, for like someone that could actually pay you probably pretty well. But yeah, we technically had to play a physio for a while. But tell me, yes, had a player coach, player manager, and a player physio in the 1988-89 season. No, 89-90.
Blair Kittman,
Yeah, oh
bus driver,
yeah. Player
player
Waterboy.
water boy. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
This is some of the most shrewd acquisitions.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. And last but not least, a new goalkeeper for Calgary, because Calgary finally starting to sign some players after letting a bunch go. Caitlin Talbert. And oh, Caitlin has played everywhere.
Oh, this is bullshit. They're not even pulling out the full name of FH.
I know, it's great.
We're, by the way, for the,
humble those, lumberjacks, and
for, I'm still on this whole Kristen has to say the name of every club they play for her to do, be able to do this bit.
I love F8 yes. out of Iceland.
I've seen
find the proper name teams. For this Icelandic team. Find the proper name.
I've seen F. Oh my God!
No, she played
in half of the WSL. It looks like, or not half.
But... Another one for Jurgardens.
Oh yeah, Jurgardens. So we've got there's what was the other one that was really,
was it Baxjo?
Yeah, I think.
FH. I'll get this. Is you might have to call an ambulance. Jesus Christ, Fimley Kafelag. Hafnar Fjardjar.
So FH from Iceland, then. Yep.
There's a reason why a lot of those teams have a very short name. They have a sweet little fucking ground, though. I think they qualified for Europe, actually won a few games, and just put money into the ground, and it's got a roof. Which sounds like it's impressive, but I don't know if there's a lot of clubs in Iceland that have a roof on their stadium. And it looks pretty sweet when you're driving into town, you pass it on the highway from the airport. That's as much as I know about FH. That and the fact that I think I was going to having like.
Oh, you already knew all those things. Neck.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to go ground hopping in Iceland because some of them are like adorbs. And
sure.
This one is the nicest of the adorbs. And anyway, but I've also looked up that their name is 76 characters long.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's why it's colloquially known as FH because we're not fucking around. Like, there's KR. Don't even just skip it. You're not doing yourself a favor by hurting yourself on that one either. So,
oh, she hasn't played much in the last few years.
Yeah, they have further plans to increase the seating capacity of the stadium from its current 3,500 to nearly 6,000, which would make the stadium by far the largest in Iceland,
the largest club one.
Yeah, excluding the Laugastrandarvulla Stadium.
The what do you call it? The national stadium is still a little bit bigger.
Yeah, Laugastrandarvulla. Yeah,
it's adorable. Like, I've already got a promise from Mary. The next time we go, we are absolutely going to go to it. Just because I've driven past it like 8 times, it feels like. to and from the airport. It's like annoying. It's so cute. Can we go, mommy? You know, that kind of thing.
Anyway, as I was saying, she's not played much in the last few years because she's been loaned. She was loaned and not really playing. She was obviously the backup. But the last time she played, which was last January for half a match for Aston Villa, where she was the second half substitute for Sabrina D'Angelo. Which I just find hilarious for whatever reason. I'm just like, oh, wait, we know that person.
That is specifically hilarious.
Yes. So I hope this helps her restart her career because she's not played much for the last couple of years. Yeah, Jurgardens was the last time, you know, she had 13 matches for them. They loaned her to Spurs. She didn't play at all. Loan to Villa, that half match appearance, and that's it. So she hasn't played since last January. So hopefully this helps change things for her. She's 6 feet tall, so she, you know, decent size for a keeper. She's only 27. It's a good age. Nice to see Calgary finally signing some players, though. Holy shit. All right. And for those of you that are TFC fans, who have been TFC fans, and looked at the schedule for the upcoming season and went, what the fuck is with all the night games, no matter what the weather is? Well, you can now rejoice because they updated the kickoff times for 9 weekend matches, home matches, including 8 of the first 9 home games. That's right, because it's not cold at night in March. Toronto on a lake. Oh, we don't know what you're talking about. 1 p.m. They've now been 1 p.m. Other matches that's, you know, that are later in the season during warmer weather or whatever the fall. Well, the Montreal match in October will be at 1 as well. That should ensure some peeps. Anyway, they were all 7:30 before. Now they're 1 p.m. So I don't know what miracle worker was doing, you know, the business behind the scenes, but that's impressive, quite frankly, because those times were stupid. And if you want butts and seats, and we know TFC does, because they got to do something to get people to come back to matches, and asking them to trudge out in the dark and the cold ain't going to do it. So here you go. Congratulations. 1 p.m. Civilized.
Yeah. It's nice to know that Apple TV has let go of their vice grip on the stupidity that was. Like, what the fuck did they really think that, hey, you know what's going to expand viewership of MLS? When every game kicks off at the same
time. At the exact same time. Yeah.
Won't people just watch like four matches at once on a multi-screen?
No, they won't.
Why would you want to watch four mediocre football matches at the same time?
Exactly.
I barely want to watch one.
Anyway, so that is actually a very, whatever else happens with TFC's season, that is a very positive thing. Logical kickoff times during the cooler months. Nighttime kickoffs when it's hot as fuck. I approve. This is good. Good job. And yeah, so those matches, let's see. Energy Drinks, Columbus, the Rapids, WKRP, Austin Celtic, AU Guys, the Quakes, Miami Vice, and yeah, the Cheesemakers in October. So there you go.
Amazing.
Delightful. Proud of them. I'm honestly shocked.
I'm now like, have not been going to many TSC games.
No, but this makes it more tempting.
Yeah, this is way more palatable. Like,
yeah.
Like, my whole thing.
You don't have to come to Toronto at night and drag your ass home.
You know what part of it is, after, like, at four, like, don't get me wrong, the 4 o'clock games when we had them were decent because you're getting out and you can go for dinner.
Yeah.
The seven o'clock games were brutal. They were all terrible. But the 1 o'clock is like, you can leave and have a fucking day still in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was going to get up and just watch TV
and then
anyway.
You go to the like, match, yeah, you know, this is
very enticing.
The whole thing takes place in the daylight hours. There's still daylight left afterwards. Ooh, so nice. We're going to move on to what's coming up. These are things that could be what we're talking about, but they're a little bit further down the path. So, and this one's interesting. We all know how much everyone loves the offside rule. And the way it's implemented in leagues around the world. So much fun. Everyone loves it. Campiel is going to try something new for the 2026 season. No, it's not to get VAR. Nope. We're going to implement suggestion from famed Arsenal manager and current FIFA head of global football development, Arsene Wenger. It's the daylight offside rule, folks. That's right.
Woo.
Welcome. So, for those of you that love offside, no, it's awful. Under the current law, an attacking player is considered offside if any part of their head, body, or feet is nearer to the opponent's goal line than both the ball and the second last defender. and the ball is played. If you haven't seen Bandit Like Beckham, just think about the scene with the curry sauce and the mustard. No, it's fine. Wenger's version would only flag a player offside if there is clear daylight or space between the attacker and the last defender. In practical terms, an attacker could be marginally ahead of a defender, but still onside if their bodies are effectively, quote, in line, unquote, giving the attacker a potential positional advantage. Canadian Premier League spokesperson told Canada Soccer Daily on Wednesday, day of recording, as part of our ongoing engagement with FIFA, we are exploring the possibility, this isn't for certain yet apparently, of trialing a modified offside interpretation during the 2026 CANPL season. Innovation is a core value of the league, and these discussions reflect a shared interest in the continued evolution of the game. Discussions are ongoing. Anyway, I will be curious to see if they do it. I'm not going to complain too hard. If only because, again, offside is not generally handled as well as it could be. If you're going to be stringent about it, let the linesman, sorry, assistant referee, raise their motherfucking flags whenever. I just hate it. Anyway,
yeah.
That drives me crazy. I hate that with the light of a thousand suns. It makes no sense to me. No explanation that I've been given satisfies my brain. And I am somebody that is generally for VAR. And since Tony's not here to fight with me, I can say that and not cringe too much.
What a coward.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't really come on the show anymore, because he doesn't want to keep fighting with me.
Because he was wrong.
Yeah.
So it's... anyway, there are things that are good, there are things that are bad, but that particular thing with the flag is ridiculous and should be done away with. But Duncan, you were saying something interesting about how this may shuffle out should they implement it.
Yeah, I mean, basically it will make a bit of a change. Fewer things will be called offside, more goals will presumably be scored from this. If there's an idea out there that this will reduce controversy, then that's not going to be the case. Because whereas now it's all like, oh, you know, was this person's like toe just slightly ahead of that person's shoulder, and you know that's just going to get sort of moved 2 or 3 feet along, and it's going to be a case of, well, there was like a tiny, you know, I can see on this replay, if we freeze the frame exactly at this particular point, there's a tiny little bit of daylight between this body part and that body part, and it's going to go back and forth, and it's not going to in any way dial down the controversy of anything. But, you know, it's it should allow for fewer, should make for fewer offsides and more goals, theoretically, at least until... sort of teams figure out exactly what they need to do to be able to exploit it or not exploit it. But yeah, why not? But is it going to get rid of controversy? No.
New controversies. Yay!
Hooray. Oh, yeah, just about. Slightly different controversies, yes.
Exactly.
Fresh and exciting.
Mark, what do you think?
I'm indifferent. I say, like, because offside has become such a like technologically influenced thing, yet they don't go full embracing of it. Like the delay between knowing when somebody is offside and when it gets called is a bit much. And it's just like, just call it dead as soon as it happens. You know, if four guys on ice skates can figure it out quicker, then either get more lines people or use the technology or have a better definition. I know, yes, it's not exactly the same, but like, regardless, what drives me nuts is, you know, the player's offside, the pass, the ball goes through, the guy takes two touches, slots it in, starts celebrating, and then the flag goes up.
Yep.
What the fuck?
And it's such bullshit. And this is the thing I hate.
entire central camera setup. Like, you could, like, if you've got three referees in there or whatever, get a fourth. Your job is just to call offsides to tell us immediately. You know, sends a shock to the linesman's wrist and the hand goes right up.
Yeah, no, seriously, I will take that. I don't care what you have to fucking do to make it happen.
I like that the linesman is getting shocked. It's not like he's wearing a watch that beeps or anything like that. No, he's getting an electric shock.
Duncan, they've had it too good for too long. We need to teach those sons of bitches. Yes.
That flag is going to get raised just reflexively. He's not going to do it deliberately. He's going to get shocked to death. He's going to force his arm to go up and raise the flag. I like it.
Yeah. No asshole, do better. you should have thought of that years ago.
Yeah.
Now
before you decided to be a linesman. Yes. Yeah.
Now you've got to pay. And
have the courage of your conviction. You could see that that was offside. You
knew it was offside. Put up that flag. Defy your masters. Come on.
I'm glad you guys are all on board with this. I really felt strongly. I've often felt that football has been under officiated for a long time. And it wasn't even because of offside. It was because of like shenanigans behind the play. Mm. And it's like, whenever Tony would get into these arguments of like, he doesn't like it because he wants the controversy in there. And it's like, well, that's a gaping hole into the rules of what this game's supposed to do.
That's wrestling. That's not football.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want controversy. Yeah. Monday nights and Friday nights have WWE shows. Wednesdays have got AEW. Fucking watch that. It's fantastic. I love it. My thing is that how do you have so few people officiating over such a large space and that many moving players? So however you slice the offside rule, sure. Is there enough people to properly call it? No, probably not still. I want less delay. That's what will make whatever the offside rule ends up being, the quicker you can call it, the less I'm going to be pissed off at, like, you had me invested in this goal that was never going to count two touches ago. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Like, anyway.
Well, like, talking about, like, the, like, what was the, Mark, was it on TikTok that we saw that video with the ref that was, had the, yeah. There was a video from the Premiership that was they put a body cam basically on the ref, and it was fascinating. And I would love to see more of this. Like you literally did. You saw everything, and you saw how much ground a top level referee, or I guess any referee has to cover, but like what their view is and stuff. Like it was really interesting. And I think I was looking at some of the comments. What's with all the breathing? My fucking ignorant dude. He's running up and down the pitch. You lazy sot, watching your phone on the toilet. Jesus Lord.
Lazy sot.
Kristen, that
sot.
Sot.
Nice.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
No, it is. It comes up in crosswords all the time. It's like drunkard. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I don't think
I've ever heard anyone actually say it.
Oh.
I only ever read it in crosswords. So well done.
I'll have you know, Kristen, that when he plays FIFA, the referee doesn't breathe.
Checkmate. Anyway, it was just fascinating to see, just literally to see how he, like, how the plays look in front of a living human being, and also just like the conversations and stuff. It was great. It was a delightful thing, and it was Villa and United match in December. I would encourage. I would encourage other leagues to do this, to give fans a perspective, and maybe use it in ref training as well for people who want to be referees. We need people to be referees, but yeah, like the idea of two refs, you know, has been floated more than once. Whether it ever happens, I don't know. Football seems to implement change, there's lots of change that never really happens. You know, the more people out there, the more crowded shit app gets, right? Like, but that was truly a fascinating perspective, and I really enjoyed getting to see what they go through, because sure, yeah, NBA refs run up and down the court, but that's a top league, top level referee, you got to be in shape. Like I never aspire to be in that kind of shape ever. And I aspire to be in good shape, and I never want to be in that good shape. Cause I think about how much running I would have to do to be in that kind of shape. And I hate to run, and I played soccer and I loved it. And I ran all the time and I still hated it.
Yeah, I think, you know, theoretically, physically wise, I could be a baseball umpire / referee, whatever. Football, no, fuck yes. No.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'll be the VAR guy. That's
there. Yeah, you go.
Yes,
like
yes.
I move a mouse like a fucking ninja. Like,
you've got some serious skills. It's true. I've seen you do it. It's
so
nice.
Anyway, like, yeah, I just. Especially after seeing that video, though.
Yeah, it really hammered it home. I know.
Yeah, like my whole thing was I wanted to add two more linesmen and two goal judges. Now I want to add an extra referee or two referees. Like, I want, like, I just want more. I want more of this on the field to call that shit. So nothing is, you know, you get away with anything.
Yeah.
Everything is. There's enough eyes and enough perspectives that it's super difficult to blow a offside call.
Yeah.
Miss a tackle. Like, you'll still need VAR, but maybe it can get sorted before you go to VAR.
That would be nice.
You know, and the linesman
we'll
probably
see.
Need a little
bit
more power too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll see if Campiel actually goes ahead with it. I would be curious. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Stuff like this often gets trialed in lower level leagues, in tournaments, that sort of thing, just to see, you know, well, what it looks like in a real game experience and how fans react and things like that. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on it. And then lastly, the men's national team as the World Cup draws ever closer, has some tune-up matches. So there's the match in Edmonton, in June against Uzbekistan. Tickets are on sale and selling briskly, is my understanding. And then two new games announced here in Toronto. Speaking of games in March in Toronto, playing Iceland and Tunisia, and it's a little tournament. Because I believe they're bringing Haiti along.
Ooh. Is that?
Yes. So it's so Iceland and Tunisia will also play against Haiti. So that they could arrange for these matches to be played in Canada. They arranged for these two extra matches for Iceland and Tunisia. I don't understand all the behind the scenes stuff, but that's what's happening. Canada will not play Haiti, but Iceland and Tunisia will. So everybody gets two matches. Isn't that nice?
Hooray.
Hooray. They'll play, let's see, does it say, I think Iceland. Yeah. Iceland is on the Saturday. And then Tunisia is on the Tuesday, both at BMO Field, of course. I have no idea what BMO Field will look like. I have zero clue as to what the expansion of BMO Field is looking like these days, if they've done any work, if they're just going to try and slap it together in a month, who knows?
I think they're building some of the temporary, the scaffolding for the temporary seats is,
Ah,
at the very
yes.
least, that's going up. It's rickety, I think, would be the best way to describe how the construction is going.
Oh, here we go. Here's the schedule. So so Canada versus Iceland on the 28th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Poor Haiti and Tunisia, they got to come back and play at 8 o'clock, March 28th. March 31st, if you've got the whole day off though, Haiti and Iceland at 12:30, and then Canada and Tunisia at 7:30. So, tickets are for these matches are not yet on sale, but will be soon. And if you're a Voyager, just watch Voyager's socials. We'll watch your emails because we'll send out notice of that. And then Canada Soccer will soon announce its final preparation match opponent ahead of FIFA World Cup 2026, which will take place in Montreal and is being finalized for either June 5th or June 6th. So, Montreal fans or those wishing to travel to Montreal, I do know a lot of these. I know like the Uzbekistan match in Edmonton. I'm certain that the these Toronto matches and such, and the match in Montreal, tickets are, will either moving fast or will move fast for fans who likely won't get a World Cup match, won't be able to go to one easily or inexpensively, or who just like to go to all the national team games. There's probably going to be a little bit from each group at these. Anyway, there you go. That is the upcoming excitement for the men's national team and potentially for the CANPL.
Amazing.
And that is also our show for this week. Yeah. All right. Because it is late for us. We started late. Anyway, that is indeed our show. Please join us next week when we'll see what other flurry of teams, flurry of players, the various teams from the CANPL and the NSL have signed. Perhaps we'll start getting some season news. Maybe we'll hear how TFC are faring in Spain. But most importantly, we're going to start talking about the C-cubed because that's coming up fast.
Oh my God, I'm gonna freeze.
I was just going to say, poor Mark, but at least it's not this weekend,
Hooray.
which is going to be nightmare. Think of your friend Kristen who has to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday in the minus 30 whatever weather. So excited.
Is it really
It's
gonna be
gonna
that cold?
yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah. Polar vortex is coming, boys. Bundle
Awesome.
up. Don't leave your house if you don't have to.
Oh, good. It's not like I've got two things I'm doing that day.
Amazing. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Duncan, wait, when do you oh no, never mind.
I theoretically fly out on Sunday.
Oh
I,
shit.
yeah. Well,
So months hopefully it's not as bad as they say.
hopefully we make it out of here. We'll see.
Oh God. Okay. I wasn't gonna vocalize it. I didn't want the air travel gods to hear me. Anyway, again, please join us next week when we have a myriad of things to talk about. And since Duncan won't be here, we're probably gonna talk about him. So just
Fair,
settle in. Yeah.
fair. Two
It's
hour
really,
show. Yes.
yeah. Anyway, as always, I have been joined by these two fine gentlemen to be found out there on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Hello.
Out on the tweet machine at Kit Nerd Mark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everyone who continues to support our podcast. Whether you're a listener, whether you're a contributor to our Patreon, don't matter. We appreciate that you're here. We appreciate you get this far. Thanks again. You're the best. And I also like to give a special shout to Brandon. He has I got a
Yes.
tweet from him. Sorry, a Blueski? What are we calling it?
I don't even
I got
know.
a Skeet. I got a
There you
DM
go.
from him. He's been TFC Twitter community for like ever, and he's on Blue Sky too. And he pinged me randomly last week saying, "Hey, I've got a Atletico Ottawa jersey. It doesn't fit me. A friend of mine gave it to me, and he's like, would you like it?" I'm like, "Sure. Like, it's kind of gonna fit. Like, why not?" And like I. He was super awesome about it. Dunkin' has got no sponsor.
Oh,
There's no
okay.
chicken sponsor on it whatsoever.
Nice.
Beautiful.
No mention of chicken at all. No chicken hot
Chickenless.
dogs. No chicken nuggets. No chicken breasts. No chicken wings. Nothing.
Not even a picture of a chicken.
Not even an imprint where a chicken may have laid.
Okay.
Delightful. Just stripes. Stripes and a badge.
Lovely.
Yeah. So what a treat. Thank you immensely if you're still listening to this episode, hour 40 plus. Thanks, man. I 100% appreciate it.
It's
So nice
really
meeting.
awesome for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Looking out for me.
And as for me, you can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Krista Knowles. And until next week, Canada, get used to it.